All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Tech Talk underway on this warm Saturday. Downright hot and humid on this Saturday here at News Talk 830 WCCO. So if you're on your computer and trying to stay cool today, we've got the show for you. By all means, feel free to call the program if you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever. It is all about your calls and texts, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. It is the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. Doug, I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, it's 85 degrees here. How could I not be doing good?
Yeah, it is crazy. When it does cool down a little bit, when you get one of these hot, humid days, how quickly you get one of these warm, humid days late in the season. It's like, wow, it's hot. You know, I was out trying to clean up. We had a lot of rain at my house, and I was doing some chores, et cetera, outside, and it was like, wow, it is a warm one.
Well, you know, they change to such extremes. You know, you change 30, 40 degrees in a 24-hour period, well, you're going to react that way.
Yeah, for sure. Doug, you've been working on a new machine and trying some new things. Tell us what you're up to.
Well, you know, for years I've been watching Proton. It's a security firm out of Switzerland, and they are world-renowned. And with some of the things that are going on with the Google, I'm thinking about changing a couple of my domains just to test. And I signed up for a 2-year contract for less than $200. I have unbelievable the services they got. A password manager that goes with you anywhere. And it's really, really easy to work with. 500 gigs of storage up in the cloud. I can have four different email aliases with five different email addresses, giving me a total of, what, 20? If I send an email, I can use an alias email so they can't send me spam, and everything works. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I'm really impressed with Proton. And it's just Proton Mail, and you can have free accounts, too. I would encourage everybody to check it out and get a free account and play with it. It's well worth your time. I've had this thing up and running now for 3 weeks. I have not seen one spam in my spam box, not one.
So
that's phenomenal.
So tell us a little bit more. Is it something that you could have as an alternative to maybe Gmail?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, you know, their whole premise is privacy and security, which is almost lost today. But one of the things that I like Yeah, I don't know if you realize this, but you got your email open, and you get about 15 different messages from the same thing. You're getting spam. So you unsubscribe, right? Well, it's like you get 15 more from other places. That doesn't happen with Proton Mail. If you send it to spam, they automatically unsubscribe it for you. And somehow they're getting that done. It's a phenomenal little service.
Yeah, you and I have been visiting here on the radio and Tech Talk for a long time about Gmail and the advantages and, you know, Google Drive and so on and so forth, and really the simplicity and the fact that it's easy and free. If you buy more storage, it's not free. But I would expect, and it doesn't surprise me, that there are other alternatives emerging out there, because, you know, at some point Google was going to need to monetize this and turn it into big money, and obviously we know Google is very large.
Oh, absolutely. Something like 1.5 billion Gmail accounts right now. That's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. And it's not so much the Gmail accounts that I'm having a problem with. It's more the Google Workspace that used to be Google Apps. I had Google Apps and Google Suite, and they renamed it several times. But when it was free, it was never a problem. Well, now that it's a paid service, and I only set up one domain with it, but it's like every month, if I hit the wrong button, I bought something. And then I got to spend 2-3 hours undoing what I bought. I didn't mean to buy. They're really kind of aggressive in that area. So, and they're talking about, well, we got 2 price increases last year. I think we're going to get at least 2 more next year. It's kind of a push, not knowing how much you're going to pay. And where I'm at in life, I need to cut back expenses. You know what I'm saying? Gotta just tore it all down. And so it's real interesting to see what's going on with the groupware. And you can do almost identical thing with Proton. And it's a fixed price. It's not going to change. I'm really impressed with this service. Very impressed.
All right. So a good alternative to throw out there if you're looking for an alternative email. And we have talked about this in the past. Yahoo's been around for a long time, and I still say they do a pretty good job. And I've had this particular account for a while, but I think in the last year or two, they have done a very nice job. If you identify something spam or you want it blocked, they're doing a really nice job. But you got to keep after it because things will sneak in, etc. It is one of those things where it's kind of part of the deal. If you're in there and you're like, okay, what's this, what it's coming from, and you block it or mark it as spam, etc. But they have done a better job of keeping their email cleaner, in my opinion, and around a long time.
Well, and they went through kind of a rough financial period. When they came out of that rough period, they went to work. You're absolutely right. They're a premier in the email thing here. They've become quite the force. It's really interesting to watch how the business has changed. And Yahoo, I think, took some really, really positive steps forward. And you can still keep your Yahoo mail, and you can actually send it to your Proton account. And that's proton.me, proton.me. It's a lovely service. I'm really impressed, very impressed. In fact, I've actually got to crank up my Yahoo account again, too, as long as I don't have to spend all this time dancing around my Google account. So this is a good thing, very good thing.
All right, quick break. We have got much more on the program coming up, and we want to remind you it is all about you. If you have something for Doug, computer problems, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the program. Our number is always 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226 is the number on the show. That is good for a call or a text. If you text, it'll come right into the studio. If you call, you'll go through our producer, Josh Wheeler. And always good to visit with Josh here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk on a Saturday. Doug Swinhart in. We're now on between 3 and 4, sports schedules permitting. Twins in Colorado to play the Rockies. Game 2 of the 3-game series to close out the regular season. And Emilio Pagan will get the start tonight. Once again, our lineup card at 6:30. First pitch at 7:10 from the Mile High City. A matinee tomorrow, and then the Twins open the playoffs on Tuesday at Target Field. It'll be Tuesday, Wednesday, and if a Game 3 is necessary, that will be at Target Field on Thursday. And, of course, we have a ton of coverage lined up next week. We'll be at Target Field. We'll have the ball games, etc., here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Doug Swinhart is in, as always. And, Doug, let's go to that City's One Plumbing Talk and text line. I use the Brave browser when shopping online, and I go to pay. A list of all my credit card purchases show up. Is there a way to delete that because I haven't stored them on my computer? I guess I've never heard of that.
They didn't store them? Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, well, unless it's picking it up from Google Chrome or Chromium, but that's no. I've never seen that before.
I haven't.
If you store it, yeah, I would. I go through and I clear that whole thing out and do some research on the user groups. Brave is really good about their community, and even the developers are watching that like a hawk. But if he sends in some kind of concern over this, he's going to get a response. They're not going to put that out unless you actually are saving. I would never save credit card information in my browser. Just I'm not. I wouldn't do it. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. One thing that I do when I use Chrome and I'm logged in is that it will hang on to frequently used credit cards, but it always asks for some sort of code or some sort of verification before I can make a transaction. You can you can save your credit card, depending on the websites you go to, but there's also that service in Chrome, and maybe that's something that Brave has built in. But here's the thing about, and by the way, it's Brave. That is a browser you've talked about for a while, Doug.
Oh, I love that browser. And they do have in the settings, it's called the Brave Wallet. Now, if that's been initialized, maybe that operates different, but I have never used that part of Brave. But I would definitely spend some time and figure out just exactly what needs to be changed. That's just, in my opinion, that's just totally against best practices. The only time that I would recommend that people use that is if they happen to have a credit card that will issue a new credit card number with every transaction. And that's getting to be more and more popular. And, in fact, Proton is set up to do that. It's but to put it in I just disagree with that 100%. My advice would be to research that and get it turned off as quick as possible.
One of the things you've recommended, Doug, and we should get into that when paying for online transactions, is maybe have a firewall between your credit card and the actual transaction or whoever you're working with. PayPal's been around a long time, Apple Pay. There are other services like that, and they act as that firewall between your card, your bank account, and the merchant you're paying for services or goods.
Oh, no doubt. And just because they're nationwide or worldwide doesn't necessarily mean they're too good. I can tell you right out, and I'm not trying to kick anybody in the shins, but Venmo has an awful lot of problems with just people losing money. Nancy lost $200 in her Venmo account and closed it up. And to this day, it's been, 3 months, can't get a nickel back, and they keep sending her notices calling her Rebecca. I don't know if they got something going on in-house. But before you check something out that is relatively unknown, now you're safe with Google Pay. You're safe as rain, I think, with PayPal and Apple Pay. Your big ones are going to be just dynamite. If you're not sure, just pop on over to TrustPilot.com, TrustPilot.com. This is a service where people can go in and put in complaints, and they'll watch this. And if all of a sudden they got 500 people in 3 weeks that are having the same issue, they will actually attempt to get the government to start legal action, which is a good thing. Great site. That's TrustPilot.com. I keep an eye on that pretty close as well. But you got to really watch this and make sure that you're not opening yourself up for any kind of identity theft on the net. That's still a thing, and it's going to continue to be a thing, I think, for a while. That's bad. That's not good at all.
It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart joining us. And by the way, if you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, by all means, feel free to reach us on the City's One Plumbing Talk and text line, 651-461-9226. Doug, we have something from the text line. Apple found a sweet spot. Those new Mac Minis and 15-inch MacBook Airs are a nice balance of quality hardware and a relatively affordable price. Now, generally, you're going to pay more for Mac Apple equipment, but those Mac Minis seem to be a real bargain. Now, you've got to, you know, provide a monitor, et cetera, but pretty cool.
I have yet to play with one. I'm chomping at the bit to do so. Everything that I read, this is a sweet little machine. Yeah, this is going to be, I think, a real good area for Apple to be in. Got to have a low line. Can't just have all expensive stuff. And they realize that. So this is a tough business. Think about what you would do if you were designing a new computer. I can almost guarantee it's been tried or somebody's done it in the past. The next big step, I think, is going to be like holographic screens. And Samsung's playing with that already. So won't be long. We'll be like sitting in a movie. It'll be real life. It's interesting times, but this is a difficult market. And I think Apple is navigating it real well.
Yeah, and I think with the Mini, so many people already have monitors. So if you have that already and you don't need a new monitor, a Mini is a full-blown computer. It just doesn't come with a monitor.
Yeah, well, and the thing is even if you did need a new monitor, I happen to, my Samsung 28-inch, I'm going to move over because my support monitor, which I've been waiting to get rid of because it had a glossy screen that always shining in my eyes. But I just picked up a 32-inch ViewSonic monitor. They retailed for almost $600. I got this one as a refurb for $298, and it came with a 3-year warranty. It's a gorgeous monitor. 3280 by 2160 resolution, and it will upscale if the resolution on the program is not up to par. It's just beautiful. I love this thing.
Doug, from our Cities One Plumbing Talk and Text line today, it's been busy, and we appreciate that. Feel free to send your text or call in 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. What is a good program for transferring VHS over to, say, for instance, a DVD or doing the transfer to a computer? Are there programs that would help you do that?
You know, that company that you talk about, I think it's Astound?
Astound Video here in town.
I wouldn't even mess around. By the time you got all your equipment bought, I set up a guy a couple of years ago with this, and it cost him like $300. But then he's got to sit and he's got to go through each one of them. Where you take it to Astound, and a week later you go pick it up, it's all done. They're really a good bargain. But it can be done. The big thing is finding the VCR that you can connect directly to your computer. And just run a Google search. The last one that I saw wasn't that expensive. It was about $300. But I think they'd be able to get their stuff done at Astound for probably less money. And the thing I always think about is, well, you do this, and it seems like a good project. But when you're done, the equipment usually goes up in a closet somewhere and collects dust. So it's kind of a waste. It's just one of these things where I would just suggest that check out Astound for sure before you start investing money. And it is quite complex to really get decent quality out of these things as well. It's something to research, though, something to look for. If you got the time, and you might, but you'll find you probably end up doing it for relatives too, and all friends, and yeah. It gets kind of almost to be too much sometimes. But it's a good thing. You can get it done, but I would just recommend checking out Astound absolutely for certain.
Yeah, they have been an advertiser here on CCO Radio. The thing is, if you have a working VCR, you can probably, as you pointed out, go on the internet, Amazon, some other one would have some sort of patch cable, and there's probably someone. But it does get down to you got to pop it in, and then you got to transfer it. And these are gigantic files. And when it comes to transferring all this information, these videos, and digitizing that, you know, it is a lot of time. It is a lot of computing power. But if you can go to someone, this is what they do day in and day out, they're going to do it quicker and probably do ultimately a better job organizing it for you.
Oh, no question about it. In fact, not too long ago, on YouTube, I saw a little ad where they had a little device that you plug into your USB port, and it will record anything that's streaming, anything, and turn it into a format that is good to go on your TV or... seems to me is about $30. But here again, you're going to be sitting there doing this thing all the while that whatever you want to get done, it's going to take some time. And it was some kind of named something cloner. And I thought maybe I'd look into that one of these days too, but I can't recall the exact name. Clone any website, clone any streaming. I'll find that for you when we go on break. I'll get that for you for sure.
All right. Quick break. By the way, we have the weather in a moment. More Tech Talk with Doug on this Saturday. And if you want to reach us on the program, Cities One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. When we come back, we have a question about Prevazor and using that to clean up potential financial information or things floating around on your computer. We'll get into that with Doug here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It is Tech Talk. We're on the air Saturdays here in News Talk, K3OWCCO. And if you missed part of the program, we'll have it available via podcast You can go to the WCCO Radio website, WCCORadio.com, and track it down there. Doug Swinhart joining us, and our number, Cities One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Would Pervasor clear out credit card info stored in history, etc.? Doug, let's get into what Pervasor does. You've been a big fan of this program for a long time. What does it do? How should it be used?
This gets into more of the complexities of how you set it up. But it absolutely will clear your browsers completely every time you run it if you want it configured to do so. I think it's a better practice just to keep your credit cards, make sure they're not being saved. That's bad. But Pervasor, it will go through and it will clean out any kind of remnant of history if you want. Even clear out your word processors, Excel, any kind of recent documents. If that's what you wanted to do, absolutely. I find it almost can get too aggressive. If people are used to opening up a browser and go to their history and going to a website, hopefully they've got that website is that important. They should have bookmarked. But I've actually set it up that way for people who thought they wanted it that way and had to tune it down a little bit. It's a great product. It really is. And I think it's well worth having it, especially for free. But then I got to remind people that, you know, to keep these guys going, if you like the product, send them $25, $30, whatever you think it's worth. It's you're under no obligation, but it's kind of like a gentleman's agreement, kind of like a be on your honor type thing. It's like that little coffee can at work that people throw pennies in for coffee and donuts in the morning. Think of it that way, and it's pretty easy to swallow. But Pervasor, once it gets done with that, it will restructure all the data on your drive, which you shouldn't be doing too often, but it should be done. And I see somewhere in the neighborhood of a 10 to a 25% increase in performance the first time you use it. It's incredible. It's like a breath of fresh air for a computer.
How often would you run it? If you're an average user, maybe on your computer at home, work's a different deal. You want to clear anything with your IT department, et cetera. But, you know, a regular home user, how often would you run it?
Oh, I'd say once a week would be just fine. And you can automate it, too. Just do it on Sunday night, and it'll shut itself off when it's finished. I'm really glad you mentioned this, having a little respect for your IT people. That's big. Yeah, you know, some of these guys got 300-400 machines to take care of, and if they got 300-400 users all going in a different direction, you can make this person's life miserable in a real short time. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, and it is one of those things when it comes to work. We've touched on this occasionally, but I think it is so important, and my wife works in technology for a school district here in the Twin Cities, and she said one of the most maddening things is that people have a work computer, and they start to treat it as their own personal computer. And they have all their own personal stuff, and they have photos, and they have all this other stuff on this machine. And if something happens or they change jobs, they're like, well, all my stuff's on that. And it's like, that's your problem. And I think it is extremely important to keep this in mind. Keep your work computer and your personal computer separate. Keep your work email separate from your personal email, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, you know, I think that really is something we probably should be mentioning more often. That people get this cluster going, and then they change jobs, or they're in a position where I'm in. It's time to start slowing down and retire. To separate this, it's a nightmare. If you do it right from the start, and let's face it, it should be done. The separation between work and personal is huge, and I think it's overlooked way too often. And that's something I think people really should be thinking about, especially with email and downloads, especially and pictures as well, but mostly email and downloads. It's very important to keep those separate. Glad you brought that up as well.
Yeah, I just think when you start mixing the two and using your work computer for personal. Now it's different if you have a Google login and you're on your work computer and you pop over to your personal email. You know, people do that. You're on a break and you're on your computer at work and you go over or you maybe look at your bank account or whatever, that's fine. It's when you start getting personal emails in your work email and vice versa that things really, you change jobs, you retire, you move on, it really can become a problem to unwind that.
Oh, no doubt. This is it gets really, really long and really, really lengthy. Not a good thing at all. Not a good thing at all. It's ugly.
And Doug, I feel like employers would like it, but I think big picture, I've never worked for anyone that didn't have strict rules on how you're supposed to use work equipment and how you're not supposed to and things you're not, and it is very important to abide by that. Another thing I wanted to bring up, and you mentioned with Pervasor that you can set it up and you can automate it. One of the things we've talked about a lot is backups on the show. Your thoughts on the automated backup? So often we're thinking, well, make sure you back up your data and go in and do this and copy files to maybe an external hard drive or move it up to Google Drive or some sort of other cloud storage and make sure you have a couple of copies of the really important stuff. But in reality, there are paid automated services that will do that as well if you want to hit the easy button and spend a little money.
I like them. I really do. But here's the thing that I always try to preface with people. You have to have a clear understanding of exactly what this computer is doing before you automate. If you got that down pat and you know the exact folders that you're sending up to the cloud and you have control, then absolutely automate it and just worry-free. But I'd still watch it for a while. The big guys that are doing this, Carbon Copy, there's iDrive in California, which is not related to Apple, but they'll take care of your Apple as well. These services are absolutely wonderful, especially when you've got a real busy lifestyle. And the thing about backups and copies, it's usually scheduled to be the last thing to do of the work week or the work month, and it's the first thing to get procrastinated and put off till the next week and gets forgotten. So if you got that kind of lifestyle, by all means, check them out. And there's plenty of them out there. My two favorites, of course, would be Carbon Copy and iDrive. iDrive, just wonderful people to work with. I would recommend that people stay within the continental United States for businesses that do this. Pricing is going to be competitive with anybody that's out of the country. But I just think that if there's ever an issue, you think, well, it'll never happen. Oh, it does happen. And think about what an international lawyer would cost you. They're big dollars. It's better if you're doing something like that, that stay within the U.S. That's my opinion.
Yeah, and when it comes to these automated services, there are a lot of them out there. It isn't really a ton of money. In general, it isn't too bad.
No, I think the last time I saw iDrive, I think it was something like $8 a month or something like that. It was really, really economical.
We can look it up in the break, but I mean, it is one of those. If you don't trust yourself, or you know, say, well, I procrastinate, and so on and so forth, these automated services could be a good option for people that you know aren't in the habit of backing up their data. And this is something we've been harping on for a long time, and we just can't say it enough. You can replace hardware. It's the data.
Oh, no doubt. Well, iDrive's going to cost people to get it on sale. They can get the mini, individuals, all devices, $2.95 a year. What? They got it on sale. And personal, backup, home, and work devices for $70 a year. Even that's a good deal. Their pricing structure is way, and they're fast. They got big servers, all kinds of bandwidth. And it's just idrive.com. I would absolutely check them out. And Carbon Copy's been around for years and years and years. They just do wonderful work. It's really the way to go. In fact, they've got businesses up here for $70 a year that are on sale. I've never seen those prices before. Not like that. That's tremendous. And if you really want to get serious, you can save up at Amazon World servers, huge machines, and they've got a tie right directly into that as well. It's doable, absolutely doable. There's no reason people shouldn't have 2-3 copies, especially if you're able to set it up and automate it and know exactly what it's doing. Rock and roll.
Quick break. We've got more Tech Talk with Doug. Still time to get in on the program. Cities One Plumbing Talk and Text Line here on a summer-like Saturday. at the end of September. Cities One Plumbing Talk and text line 651-461-9226. We have all the news at 4. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney as well here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Tech Talk, final segment of the program. All the news at 4. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. Get you up to date on the sports headlines. Twins in Colorado tonight. Second last game of the regular season. Playoffs begin Tuesday at Target Field for the Twins. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday if needed. And, of course, we'll have complete coverage here in the home of the Twins. All right, Doug, right back to our Cities One Plumbing Talk and text line. And we'd like to thank everyone who participated in the show today. They're talking about VPNs. And we brought these up from time to time. Is there a VPN? Number one, we should say, what exactly is a VPN if people aren't familiar? And is there one that you might recommend?
You know, I spent about 2 years telling people that you can't make it happen. Well, you can. you just got to get the right one, I think, and get the right equipment set up. My place is set up to where I have everything in my router. So if somebody comes, we just hand them the password for their Wi-Fi. They hook up. They're behind the VPN. Automatic. And this particular router, you can have as many VPN services as you want, and as soon as one falters, the other one takes over. And just coincidentally, part of my Proton package comes with a free VPN, and my God, is it fast. It's unbelievable. It's a VPN is a virtual private network that first started out when people were working at home or they had separate satellite offices. They needed to have a secure link, and they would set up what's called a wide area network. Very expensive to do through the telephone communication company. Still expensive. And there's a lot of circuitry to go through. Well, the VPNs that we have today, they actually utilize that same type of level of security, but they go through the internet, and it's working well. You'd be hard-pressed not to find a good one. I really like OVPN, and there's an OVPN in the U.S., and there's one over in Sweden. Get the one in Sweden. The one in the U.S. is open source, and it's free. But like everything else, you kind of get what you pay for, and you pay for what you get. I also like WireGuard, and I like Proton. Proton's just blowing my mind, especially seeing as how it came with my account for free. I'm just mind-boggled at that. And they work. They work really well. Sometimes they work too well. If I'm going to jump online, I'm going to buy something, and they've actually shown that my IP is out of the country, which happens from time to time. Well, that vendor automatically has red flags. Who are you really? Where are you really? Are you really who you say you are? It can get a little bit hinky that way, too. So expect a learning curve. But very, very well worthwhile. I think I've got my all set up to where anybody that's here wouldn't even need an antivirus or malware. They're that good. And they are still in development as well. You're probably going to be looking at somewhere between, depending on how you buy it, they all want to have you do these long contracts, and it does pay to do this. I signed up OVPN now for 2 years. I think it was $117, but then I don't have to worry about it at all. And that included WireGuard as well. And if you go by the month, you're probably going to be $7 a month or more. But they all give this 10 to 15-day trial period, but a lot of them, they just don't cut the mustard after that trial period. And you got to use some caution. But Nord is really good. ExpressVPN is the big one, of course. They're a little bit more expensive, but you can take that anywhere on the globe and it'll be just fine. You're going to want one that you can actually add a device to outside the house. So you can set it up in a browser. And that anytime you're on the internet with that particular browser, you're buying a VPN. And if you have five browsers, put it on all five. And just still count it as one device, which is good. It's a little bit of a learning curve, but well worth people's research. And I think that people should be investigating this. It helps. It's a nice deal. And I hope that helps.
Quick follow-up to that. Will a VPN slow down your internet speed? Will you notice it?
Yes. Yeah, you definitely will. Now, when I first started, I saw decreases. I would drop down 70, 80%. It was just unusable. But and I think part of that, too, is I was going through my learning curve as well. I got it down now to where it does load balancing. And remember now, at my place, there's just two of us, and we got a gigabyte feed coming in. But that's bringing in our TV, internet for both of us, email, whole nine yards. And I'm averaging, I would guess, probably 400 megabits per second on each device. But it's load balancing. Having a quality router is key. That's going to take care of a lot of the traffic and a lot of the difficulty and complexity of setting this up. That's one big area would be, if you want to do a whole house thing like this, it's a little more work getting it configured, but once you're done, you don't touch it. You might restart it on Sunday nights once in a while. I do find that they do need to be restarted from time to time. And so I've gotten into the habit on Sunday night where I restart my Xfinity modem and restart my router and go to bed. Get up next morning, it's all fresh. But it's well worth the time and effort to spend on this. It will save you tons of problems in the future, I believe. It well worth it. And I hope that helps.
All right, quick thought before we go, Doug. Recommendations on powering down phones, computers, etc. At least once a week?
Oh, for sure. Especially phones. It seems like my smartphone now, the older it gets, the more often I need to shut power down. I'm doing mine a couple of times a week on my smartphone. But when they're brand new, you can leave them on for a week, 10 days. But this is really important, I think, that you restart this equipment. It just lets everything get all cleared out and cleaned up, and you're ready to go, and it's all fresh. Each time that thing restarts, it optimizes all your apps. I'm not sure all the processes that it does, but I can certainly notice the difference immediately. That's a good practice to get into as well. You know, for many years, that was the first thing we did to fix stuff is, restart it. Yeah. And 90% of the time, that would take care of it.
All right, Doug, we got to run your phone number and email.
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin, A-D-M-I-N, at WCCOTech.com. WCCOTech.com. 651-552-9543. And have a good weekend, Steve.
Yeah, you as well, Doug. Great show. We'll do it again down the road. Twins playoff schedule permitting. By the way, Twins open the playoffs on Tuesday. Opponent to be determined. Game time to be determined, but you'll hear them all here, including tonight's Twins game from Colorado against the Rockies. Our coverage begins at 6:30 here on CCO.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.